The Indians face a must-win game at home tonight against the Yankees. The winner of Game 5 of the ALDS moves on to face the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series, which would start Friday. WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz talked to commentator Terry Pluto about tonight's game.
Terry, hard to think we'd be at Game 5 in this Yankees-Indians series when the Indians had been rolling for how long and were up 2-0 in this series?
They have not lost 2 games in a row until the last 2 in New York until the middle of last August.
Wow.
So in other words, they went 6 weeks basically playing every day without losing 2 in a row. In fact, the regular season, they had the 22-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. They lost. And after the 22-game winning streak, they went 11-4.
Yeah, they still kept winning.
They kept winning. Their record right now when you roll in the playoffs is 104-62. Nobody else in the American League is close to that. Yet if they lose tonight, it will be a real blow to them because this year the Indians were favored to go to the World Series again. They went last year where a year ago, remember, they were the kind of the little team that could and guys were hurt and it was a surprise whenever they won any series. They played really loose. So I'm curious to see how they handle this. I believe, you know, Terry Francona has been here how many seasons?
5.
I think this is the most pressure any of his teams have faced since he came to Cleveland because he's never had a team this good with these high expectations.
So it comes down to Corey Kluber on the mound for the Indians, CC Sabathia again for the Yankees, a rematch of Game 2.
Right, when Corey Kluber had not just the worst start of the season, the worst start of his major league career. 6 runs and he couldn't get through the 3rd inning.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, CC's out there, 37 years old. He has arthritic knees. His elbow can be very cranky. But, you know, he's pitched for the Yankees for a lot of times, pitched for the Indians. They always talk about the moment won't be too big for him. I don't think it will be. Mm. Now, he's not dominating, but he's pretty good.
So the Indians have home field advantage for Game 5. They got Corey Kluber on the mound. But could this go either way at this
point?
Sure,
it could. But this is really, if you say, let's start the series, and we know it's going to be a Game 5,
mm-hmm.
would you take that Game 5 being in Cleveland, would you take a matchup of Corey Kluber, who's probably going to win the Cy Young Award again, versus a 37-year-old with arthritic knees? Yeah, he's a veteran guy, and he's got a lot of heart and everything, CC Sabathia, but clearly nobody would pick Sabathia over Kluber. Would you take that matchup in Cleveland?
Absolutely.
That's what Terry Francona, by the way, is selling to his team right now. He started it immediately after Game 4. We're home. We got Kluber. And this is how we set it up in the beginning. If there was a Game 5, we wanted our ace on the mound at home. We got it.
Okay.
And the difficult thing would be after you win 102 in the regular season and the 22-game winning streak and all the excitement and then being up 2-0 on the Yankees to lose this one. I'm not saying it's the worst thing that's happened to the Indians for a long time, but it would be costly, and here's where it would be. They're really building that fan base for next year.
Yeah.
You know, they went over 2 million for the first time in 10 years, and, you know, they've been watching how the people have been renewing and buying advance tickets. This would, you know, cut out some of that momentum. Now, the next round, you know, the Houston Astros are sitting there just watching. Here's what the Houston Astros are saying. This is Terry Francona always says, when I'm watching the game that, mm-hmm. you know, I get the winner, I hope it goes 42 innings. That's what they want to see, the Indians or Yankees, whoever it is. It goes on all night. But if you're a Tri fan, here's what you want. Get a couple runs off of Sabathia early. Let the guys just relax and get that home mojo back that they had for so long this season.
All right. Comes down to a Game 5 tonight. Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.